We are back in a situation now, back, I'm saying, after 29 years, in a situation where investment demand has essentially crept up to the level, or soared, in fact, to the level of global fabrication demand. And this is a picture that we last saw back in 1980. And this doesn't mean necessarily that we can't have a continuation of this picture in 2010, maybe even 2011, but I would suggest that this is a picture of a market which is not in a condition that's not sustainable for the medium term. I do not think that you can have this over-dependence, as it were, on investment, and investment being the driver, not just the driver, but the main source of physical demand in the gold market, and that is going to be something that's sustainable over the long run. So I guess what I'm saying here is that we could continue to see significant investor flows into the market, which will drive world investment to levels that remain sufficient to push prices higher. That investment will substitute for a weaker fabrication demand, but in the long run, this is, I would suggest, a somewhat worrying picture. Notwithstanding that, as you can see here, we are pretty positive regarding gold prices in the first half of this year. That may look a fairly conservative estimate, but on a year-on-year basis, as you can imagine, this is quite significant growth. If we do see prices average 1,175, as we're positing here. But we do think also that this could be a fairly rough ride. We're forecasting a range of 990 to 1230 for the first half of this year. We do think there's a possibility for a significant correction in the next 6 months, and that's why, in a sense, we have a relatively low field average forecast for the first half of this year.